What's up, guys? This is the Lost Boys, Jason and Matt Skelly. We're going to be doing another little side quest for you guys today. What's going on, Skelly? He's hitting some reefer right now. Give him a second.
Using my government name like
I didn't that. Mean to. That was a botch on my end, but
fucking feds over here.
Now everybody knows. Look him up.
Well, fuck, man, I ain't doing shit, dude. I don't know, man. I woke up today, and like, you know, we hit each other up like immediately, and like, I don't know, like, I just sometimes I wake up on one side of the bed, and the other days I wake up on the other side, and today I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So I go to hit up my boy Jay Sy, and does he give me any words of encouragement? Nope. I didn't get nothing. It's like, hey, maybe you should stop smoking weed and then you could afford the thing. And it was just like you being super judgmental. And I'm just like, thanks, Jay-Sy. Love you too, bro.
I wasn't trying to be judgmental. I was just like being real.
I know, you know, but it's just like it really what fucked me over was me being lazy and having to pay off my fucking community service, and that's what fucked me.
No,
over.
What do you want me to do?
And then like
on the back, like it's okay, buddy, fucked up. Like, what do you want me?
It's okay. I know. I'm a grown ass adult. It's just, but like my mood did definitely bounce back. I got to work, you know what I mean, and then like my manager pulled me over and heard some shit that I had said from a customer, and she was able to differentiate that I wasn't actually talking shit about her, but she was like, hey, just watch your mouth around her because she's going to run her mouth. And I'm like, got it. And so like, that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? And then like this crackhead rolled into work and he's like, hey, I like your bike. And I'm like, I like your bike. And I was like, are you gonna be around later? And he's like, yeah, I'll come back around what time you get off. I told him what time I get off. He came back and we swapped bikes. And man, I rode home quick as shit on that two-wheeler, bro. Hey, I love it. And I already know what kind of motor to buy for it. So like, I'm going to put a little electric motor on that fucker. I'm going to be able to go like 40 miles an hour. I'm definitely going to need a helmet because I almost crashed on the way home because of how fast I was going. I was like, just like, so excited and like happy. I almost missed like, and I would have went right into the goddamn.
That kind of reminds me of the episode we did where we were talking about like gifts you got, and you said how lame it was that Chris had a bike, and now like look at you now, you son of a bitch.
Bro, hey, I'm going to say, dude, pushing a three-wheeler is tough, dude. Like, I feel like in that, like, what's that, that one dude from Naruto that has the goddamn leg?
Oh, fucking Rock Lee.
You know what I mean? Yeah, bro. Hey, after pushing that goddamn three-wheeler and then now getting on a two-wheeler, it's like I looked at you this morning and you're like, it's okay, take your leg weights off. And I'm like, all right. And I got on a two-wheeler and it was like I was riding on a fucking motorcycle, dude. I was zooming. It took me 10 minutes to get home. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You really got to get fucking going on that fucking three-wheeled bike. You got to get moving.
Yeah. And like, dude, if the wind was going, fuck it, bro. If I actually stopped pedaling, I'd probably move backwards. Dude, I swear to God, but my legs are super strong now, man. I feel like I could literally Bruce Lee cross kick somebody through there the fucking goddamn window.
Well, real quick, fucking Naruto. Fucking if anybody don't watch that Naruto. Shit and you're listening, check the shit out if you like anime. It's fucking great anime.
Oh, we'll get into it in the future,
an entire episode on that if we want to. That'll have to be a side quest though, because Chris won't be involved. Maybe if we do Dragon Ball Z, we can jump on it, but not Naruto.
Not so, Naruto. Yeah, that's. I actually just learned how to pronounce that properly. I used to call it.
Yeah, I know. I never wanted to correct you. I'm like, all right.
And then I actually looked at it and I was like, no, that's Naruto. And I was like, what the fuck have I been doing? It's like me saying Leones, but it's Leone.
Leones?
What is it? Whatever. Yeah, I say Leones.
Like, put a little spice on it.
I put a little Joe Dirt on it. Derte. Don't try to pretty it up there, fucking.
Yeah. You know, the funny part about that Naruto thing is, too, if you watched any episode, like one of them, you could see they all pronounce it Naruto.
Naruto.
Naruto. Yep.
Naruto. You're yeah, really I like tried to extra, like. Yeah. I was yeah, adding another you were syllable.
Some extra
on
emphasis on yeah. some of the syllables. well, yeah.
My microphone yeah, right? phone.
Well, yeah. For, I mean, me today. I mean, I was just. I ran a little bullshit job, and then I've just been like balls deep on playing NBA 2K. 21 like I've just been fucking I don't know, it's like I'm like a junkie for it all of a sudden. Between that and Supernatural, that's all I've been doing. Tried getting in, tried like the game I talked about last episode, Medium. I tried getting in that. I was just telling Skelly before we got on here, it's like it's like and this is bad, anybody who knows anything about video games, it's like a tame version of fucking Tomb Raider, which is a super tame game. So this is like, so far I've only played about 30 minutes and it's like, ooh, I don't know about this one. But you know, what's wild is, because remember I said on the last episode, it's like it's supposed to be like like communist Poland or something like that. Remember? And I was at the beginning of the game, you do like a little thing, and then it like after it's like it's almost like a movie where there's a thing, and then like it shows the name of it and shit. And it was like that, and then it showed all the people that made it. 90% of them were a bunch of Polacks. It was crazy how many skis. So
I don't know. It's kind of like, have you finished Valhalla yet?
Well, kinda.
That's a slow game. That's why I'm saying you're calling this game slow, bro. Assassin's Creed.
I finished
like one of the
slowest games I've ever played. The main quest of it, but like you can still go on and like there's I could probably play that shit for another. Like, I probably put a good 80-100 hours in that game. I could probably easily put another 50 in just doing the rest of the shit that need like to like 100% complete the game. But dude, like the difference between like the Assassin's Creed games and shit like this is like, at least in Assassin's Creed, you're running around, you're killing people, you're doing shit, and this is like you are like
slicing and dicing.
I mean, to this point, and I don't know if there's gonna be. I don't think you kill anybody. I think like maybe you find fucking ghosts. And this bitch like fucking essentially brings him to the light like fucking Poltergeist. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the main part. Yeah. I don't know if there's fighting. I mean, maybe she gets powers and that'd be tight, and that would make me like okay with the game. But so far, it's like she kind of has powers, but it's like nothing tight.
See, you want to know what's weird? Is like this is a throwback and a half. I don't think anybody ever even, if anybody has ever played this game, shout out, but it's called Indigo Prophecy, and it was fucking super cool. It was kind of like this detective, and he was doing kind of like Medium type shit, but it came out like forever ago, and I kind of knew that it was going to be that kind of game, but like I was in that kind of mood where I wanted a game for the story. And like, it was one of those ones where like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you jerk off, there's two types of jerking off. There's a jerk off when there's somebody in the home, and then there's jerking off when there's nobody in the home. I played that game like there was nobody in the home, man. Like, it was like, I got the fucking lights already. I had my snacks already and shit. And I like got into that game and it was fucking super cool. But was it eventful? Absolutely not. But it was a cool game.
Yeah, I've never heard
cool
of it.
Story.
What console was it?
Fucking maybe PS2. Oh. Like,
ages ago, yeah. Man. That was a fucking Christmas gift for fucking Skelly.
It was. It was.
Oh, shit.
Yo, PS2 had a good old lifelong. I kept that fucker
yeah,
forever.
You know, one game we used to play in... We could, and I can't believe me and Kristen bring the shit up on the video game episode we did. There was a game, it's called Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Bro. Oh. Bro, we used to play that shit, like me, him, like we had, it was like five or six deep, like we'd take turns.
It was almost like Tekken,
it was,
right?
But like you could fucking shoot Kamehameha waves and fucking shit like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like you can go into tournaments.
It was more like Street Fighter. It was more like Street, because you had to have the combos to do the
yeah,
fucking Kamehameha.
Yeah, yeah. And man, like there'd be like five or six of us playing that game. Like we go into the fucking like the tournaments and shit, And we'd all go into it. Yeah. Like sometimes you'd play against computers and then it'd end up being like you'd end up playing against each other and it would just work its way to the end and shit. And that was a fucking good time. Yeah. Like Chris, like I feel like later on after like we got like after like way later, he bought that game. And he's like, man, next time I come down there, we're playing this. And I'm like, I mean, you probably still wouldn't beat me, but you know, because I mean, that was like my game. So it's like, hey, I'm clearly going to be the best one at it.
Shout out though, my favorite game for PS2 had to have been The Thing. When they the movie The Thing, they made a fucking game about it, and goddamn was that game good. Like I think to this day it's the best game I've ever
played. You know, one of my favorite games on that system was Star Wars Episode 3. Revenge of the Sith. That shit was actually really cool because you got to play. It was like two story modes in one, where you at one of them you were Anakin, and one of them you're Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so like at points like you were going and fighting General Grievous and this that, and the other, and at the other shit like, and you were doing other stuff with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then there was points where you were like going through with Anakin, where you were like fighting Count Dooku or fighting, you go into the fucking Jedi Temple in it and fucking. Like when he does Order 66 and shit, it was pretty wild. And at the end of it, it's like there's two parts where it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi wins, like he does. And there's another one where Anakin Skywalker actually flips over his head and kills him. And then he goes and the Emperor's waiting for him and he hands him a red lightsaber and he kills the Emperor with it. And I was like, man, that would have been the fucking dope ass ending to this movie.
There was a game that came out for it was Xbox 360, and it was called Jedi Academy. And you started the game took place right after the fight between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader. So Anakin Skywalker took everybody to that planet, and he was training people. And so you created some fucking fictional character, you know what I mean? And despite like it was kind of like Knights of the Old Republic, you could slowly choose which side you wanted to be on. But it was really cool. There was a multiplayer version of the game, and like there was like clans and stuff like that, so there would be like clan battles, and dude, it was crazy, dude. You could pick like the dual blades, you could pick whatever. Like
I think that was actually a fucking Xbox exclusive, like Xbox regular, like I'm pretty sure that was, because I remember, dude, it was, and like I remember I got it because I remember seeing it was like $5 and this was like way after Xbox had been done for, and I was like, oh dude, like I was looking for something like a Star Wars game to play, and I was like, I tried playing it, it was just like we were already so past that point of those graphics that I like couldn't get into it.
Yeah, you couldn't get into it at the time. It was too cool at the time. Absolutely. But yeah,
because even a lot of the games, I mean there's only a few, like I mean there's some games still, like, and that was not one thing I did talk about like in that other episode, like there's some games that like won't die. Like you could always go back and play Mario or fucking this or that, or like GoldenEye or, you know, Halo, like any, like Halo 2 or whatever, you know, like some games just like they just doesn't, it, yeah,
they don't have a timeline.
They're fucking Jason Voorhees. Yeah. They won't die.
Yeah. They won't die.
So let's get to, we got a few topics we're going to get to. Like always, you know, our quick hit kind of shit. And then maybe we'll just get back to hear some bullshit. And so the first one I got here, and this was some random thing. I saw an article on it, and I really need to start writing down where I find these things so maybe people could look them up. But, I mean, if I tell you what I'm going to say, you could obviously just Google it. But apparently the last Civil War widow died in 2020. And for anybody who doesn't know, I mean, maybe you're listening from another country, whatever the case may be, or you don't know a lot about history, the Civil War ended in 1865. So a chick that was married to like a Civil War soldier, he was a Union soldier. I actually had a little bit. Her name was Helen Viola Jackson. She married James Bolin in 1936. So obviously like way after the Civil War was over. And the crazy part is like some of the things I wanted to get to in this was like, obviously like that's wild. Like she married somebody who was in the Civil War and she just had recently died. Maybe of COVID, who knows, but
Do you think he talked about it? Like,
well,
every
this
day?
Is the crazy part. This is the craziest part that I of this whole thing was. She was 17, which, you know, whatever, 1936. I don't know if that's so far fetched, but he was fucking 93 years old. Yeah, whoa. And
oh, that's
yeah,
weird.
And
that's
I
weird.
Guess. You know, she treated him good and she, whatever, like felt safe with him, whatever the case may be. But I guess he kind of thought that she might be like a, I don't know if it, I don't know what the term was then, but essentially like a gold digger.
An Anna Nicole
yeah.
Smith, we would call
and
it.
And so he didn't want to apparently like.
Rest in peace. I love that bitch anyway, though. Yo, Yas Queen.
She,
I love her.
He didn't want to give her any of the money he had or whatever the case may be, but like she could have still gotten it, but she never took it and she never remarried and she died. What year did he die? Fuck. What year? Do I have that here? I think it was a few years after they got married. I mean, he was fucking 93. So, you know, he didn't make it much longer.
Damn.
Never
and she
remarried.
Never
like,
remarried,
that, you know, and she, and crazy part is
she kept it.
She died at a, she was 101 when she died. So it's crazy. She like, in a way, like, you know, if you think about it, she outlived him because he died like 2 or 3 years after they got married.
Well,
right.
Clearly he, that,
but
that'd be so weird.
But
if
I
they
mean
didn't.
Like outlived him as far as like she lived longer in life. Cause 101.
Yeah.
That is
again,
fucking ancient, like, you know, hypothetically,
yeah.
Like there, you know, there'd be, you know, you hit that, there's fucking dust.
Yeah.
So,
I bet you he comes like flies.
It's just
like
it's
little,
just
like
a, it's just like one
out.
Of the little signs that says bang on it. That's
yeah,
it. There's bang. Nothing else coming out of there. But I just thought that was a pretty fucking wild fucking story. I just like, you know, just a random thing I saw. And
yeah,
he,
no, anything about the
and
fucking
he was
Civil
a
War
Union soldier,
cool.
So. He was on the winning side, so he wasn't, you know, whatever. He wasn't a redneck, so you'd say.
Yeah, and like in the good little segue there, we're gonna go ahead and talk about the Civil War here, and you know, what the war was about was, you know, obviously. Imports and exports, and it wasn't about slavery. You can have an analytical argument all about that, but the South pretty much, you know, they depended on their exports. And so what did their exports were? Cotton and on these major fields of like whatever, and they had to have these slaves do the work for them so that way they could profit from them. They didn't have these giant factories like the Union had, and the Union was also bringing in fucking immigrants from anywhere and everywhere, you know what I mean? So it's like the Union had black soldiers, we had immigrants, we had, you know, it wasn't just Union people that were fighting for the North. The North was a melting pot of soldiers. The South
cornucopia.
Fought with the, yeah, the South fought with the South, and what's crazy is the South almost won. The South had superior generals, everything. It was a crazy battle. Like the whole fucking thing. In the beginning, you know, the Union stopped the Confederates from being able to export. They placed ships outside of all of the southern states, and it was called the Anaconda Plan, so that way it would slowly suffocate them, and it ultimately did. You know what I mean? And West Virginia was one of the states that kind of it wasn't a southern state, but it wasn't a northern state. They kind of
Switzerland.
They didn't really depend on slaves. They were a different kind of redneck, and that's why we're gonna go ahead and talk about the term redneck. Rednecks actually came from an old It wasn't too old, actually. It was during 1920s, but it was literally a term that divides us now. But history dates back to the time mine workers battled big coal. And pretty much, dude, there was these mine workers that were had been living in West Virginia for fucking ever, you know what I mean? And then here comes these fucking big companies that want to come in. And these motherfuckers that were like, no, you're not going to come in here and take our resources, you know what I mean? Because we own this land and this and that and blah, 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 blah. There was a huge battle between the government and these local armies that were called the Redneck Armies. And they were able to differentiate themselves from the government fighters by wearing red bandanas around their necks, which coined the phrase redneck. And voila.
Yeah, I did not know any of that. pretty wild, yeah. That now it's just like considered any like kind of, I mean, I guess a hillbilly,
yeah, a hick.
I mean, you know, if you really think like somehow there is a difference between a hick, a redneck, and a like a hillbilly, but you know, you're kind of similar.
Oh yeah, you got Florida cracker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all of them, they're all different. They're it's weird. You know what
but
I mean?
It is like, funny, like. You bring, you know, you talk about rednecks and stuff. Because another thing, earlier today, I actually went over to the fish store. I actually have a pretty good sized saltwater fish tank. Anybody who has saltwater fish tanks, you know, let us know. Like, we could always talk about that kind of shit. I'm big into that hobby. I've had a tank for like 10 years or so. So I go in there, and the way like a lot of these fish stores work, like there's usually one person working, and if it's almost like you're going to get fucking lunch meat. You know, like you're waiting your turn. So I go in there, and there's a dude. He has like a mullet. He's wearing a hat. He's wearing like kind of like cowboy shorts, a fucking shirt that has some weird shit on it, and like his whole outfit. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, oh, look at this fucking hillbilly fuck, you know? And so yeah. He gets done doing what he's doing and he leaves. And I jokingly say to the guy who works there, because I go there all the time, I know the guy pretty well. I'm like, I was like, I can guarantee you that guy cooks crank in his bathtub. And he like laughs. And I was like, no, I'm kidding. But I was like, I don't know that dude at all. But I was like, I'm judging him and guessing by how he appears and what he's wearing. That dude has a fucking truck, a pickup truck with a fucking Confederate flag. He's like, bro, he does. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes you can judge a book by its cover.
And it's like, why would you fucking want that, dude? That was the losing side. You know what I mean? It's like rocking a Nazi flag. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, it's so stupid, bro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was something else. Like this guy, like he.
Oh, it's my pride. It's my fucking pride. No, it's not. No, it's not. Your pride is America. If that,
and once again,
you know
that
mean?
Fucking
like,
obviously that fucking war ended in 1865. So it's like it isn't like
ago.
What is his like grandpappy, his great grandpappy fought in that war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let it go. Let it go. You know what I mean? Fuck it. I'm so tired. I could never see a fucking. Another what do they call it? A Dixie
Confederate
flag again?
Right?
It would be. I'd be. Yeah, but it's called the. It's called the fucking.
Yeah,
Dixie
I mean,
something.
You know, if you see one in a museum, sure, but nobody needs to be fucking flying them shits on their fucking car like, because then you
on
know
the
what they
back
look
of
like?
Their car with their.
They
fucking...
look like fucking hillbillies. Like anybody who has that, they look like a fucking redneck. And like I said, I was like, I guarantee that dude goes mudding every weekend. You know what I mean? Like anything you could think, that guy probably does.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was funny. I saw one of the dude. I get these notifications on my phone, and it was this girl that it was just a quick little like blip on the thing. It said, "A girl dies on four wheeler at redneck
the yacht club."
And I didn't even say it. Just said Florida Mud Club, and I was just like, "Yep, that happened at the Redneck Yacht Club." I bet, like,
yeah. I mean, people, you know, you go to. I've never been to one of those, but I mean, whether or not they're rednecks or not, like those people are. They shouldn't be doing shit like that. They're getting all sauce. It's like going to. Well, locally here we have a thing called the canoe races. Everybody typically goes on boats out to an island and fucking parties and shit. It's like the same kind of thing. But on that, like, you're going on fucking four-wheelers and shit and dirt bikes, like, while you're getting all fucked up, it's just, like, it's a fucking risky proposition.
Or it's like the swamp. It's like the swamp buggy races, but have but picking out people in the crowd to race against each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, oh, bro, it is what it is. But I mean, hey, you know, if you're into it, you're into it. But that's never my kind of thing. So, whatever though. So, next little thing I got here for you guys, and you might have seen something like about this on the news in like maybe the past week or so. So apparently, you know, obviously everybody knows like California is a very, whatever you want to call it, democratic, liberal state where they're just
fucking, they're cucks. Just
finally opening kind of back up. Like I think their restaurants are like indoors, like at like whatever, 30% or some shit like that. It's crazy shit. But so I came across this article. And this was like I actually found this. This was off of a local news station in LA that, and they said Disneyland, but I looked a little bit more into it. It's any amusement park in the state of California. They're reopening them, like, you know, obviously Skelly and I live here in Florida. Like they've been reopened the fucking amusement park here. Because Florida doesn't give a fuck. But
nope,
they just recently reopened them, and they have a mandate that they're doing, like in the parks, they're asking people. If they're on a roller coaster or any ride, don't scream on them or try not to yell, because if you yell, you might fucking spread COVID to other people. And I fucking saw that. I was like, that is so fucking crazy that you're going to, you know, they're obviously reopening because they need the money. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck it, dude. If people want to go to the parks, this is like, I've had this stance, and I don't know if I've talked about this on any of these podcasts, but, or maybe I have, where it's like, if you want to go to an amusement park, let them go. Don't wear a mask if you don't want, whatever. Cause it's like, fuck, that isn't like a normal day to day thing. You know, it's one thing if you're going to a fucking gas station or a fucking grocery store or whatever, you know? So, but it's just like crazy. Like, oh, you go on a roller coaster, don't you screaming? Like, a roller coaster is known for people screaming.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go on a roller coaster and stay silent. Like, you know me during a movie.
Well, just think about it, dude. Like, if you like hypothetically, like they have, just like here, they have Universal Studios in California. And I assume, just like here, they're going to have a Halloween Horror Nights. So they're going to say, well, you can go in a haunted house.
No screaming.
Scream. Like, usually I don't scream, but you might fucking like give out a little yell once in a while if somebody actually fucking scares you. Like, you know, most of them aren't over the top anymore. I feel like they used to be like crazier. Which actually, you know, I said that. I saw there was a thing, and I know you'd be all about it. Like, I think you have to sign a waiver. I can't remember where it was. I have to try to find this article. I'll send it to you. There's a fucking haunted house. Like, I think you go into it for like, I don't remember what it was. It was like 2 or 3 days, or it was like a fucking long period of time where it's like you have to sign waivers and shit because they are going to fuck with you. And if like you fucking throw up, I'm pretty sure they make you eat it. Like, it is like extreme fucking hunt.
That's
I knew
tight.
You think that, and I was like, God, this is so up Skelly's alley. Like, I like that seems like extreme as fuck. Hopefully it's not in California because you won't be able to scream in it.
Oh fuck. All I know is that have you ever heard of I'm looking up the proper terminology right now. See it. Have you ever heard of like, I don't know what it's called, but like they're mainly run by like Catholics or like church programs, and they make like a haunted house, but they like make everything like super realistic. Like if you got an abortion or something.
I have not heard of that.
You've never heard of that? Oh, dude. I would pay money to go to one of these fuckers, and I just think that like I think that Halloween Horror Nights should do something like that, but with just COVID, and just like make everything just like super realistic, and like I don't know,
dude. I am very much looking forward to Halloween Horror Nights this fucking year.
I know I'm invited.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's fucking... God, dude, if it's not open, I'm going to be fucking bummed. But, I mean, they're saying, like, they're already released. Like, they're going to have a Beetlejuice fucking haunted house, which would be cool. That was the only one so far they've kind of even said they're going to have. But, I, you know, this is like... Because last year was supposed to be the 30th anniversary. Anybody who doesn't know, if you're living under a rock, like, Universal Studios has a fucking... Typically through the month of October, on the weekends or whatever, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, essentially maybe Thursdays, they close the park, they set everything back up at nighttime, and they turn it into a fucking giant, fucking haunted, fucking amusement park. And last year was supposed to be the 30th anniversary, which they were going to obviously pull out all the stops for. They couldn't do it because of COVID, but yeah, now they're going to do it. And I went my fiance and I have gone every year since we've been together. 2 years ago, dude, the shit was pretty fucking tight. It was, I mean, they're always good, but I'm really looking forward to it. And like this particular year, dude, like they're trying to make up their money on those things. Like they're open the entire month of September also, and they're now opened on Wednesdays, and I think maybe even Mondays. So it's like they're only taking like a break on a Tuesday every week, something like that. Mm. Like they're really trying to recoup some of their money they lost last year.
Mm.
But it should definitely be fucking cool. I mean, yeah. It always is. The only thing that sucks,
yeah, for sure.
I wish there was a way they could do something about it, which would cost.
I mean, tons of. I'm gonna eat like fucking 2 chocolate bars of edibles.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing something that's a little bit more fun than edibles for that.
Oh, if we're taking mushrooms, bro, you know I'm down.
No, I think we're gonna try to stay off of that because that might be too extreme. But something
that would be fucking crazy.
What was I getting to? I don't remember now. But yeah, we're gonna do something, not just
riding a roller coaster on mushrooms.
They close all the roller coasters essentially at nighttime there. I feel like they might have something open. Actually, you know what I think it is? I think if you can still go into Islands of Adventure at nighttime. Because it's only in Universal Studios that they have the Holly and Horror Nights.
Okay. I think I might have a girlfriend by then, dude. It would be tight. I think, dude, this girl that I'm messaging.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could have a girlfriend, but it's going to be only dudes going, so.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. It's bro.
Right. So just throwing that out there. That bitch ain't invited.
All right.
All right. Don't know who the girl is. Don't know if she's going to be your girlfriend, but she ain't invited.
Leonarda is her name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she's. I'm gonna call Leonardo just to do it. She's my Ninja Turtle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man, she's my little.
She
boo-boo.
Got kids?
We'll see. No, none.
Oh, okay. Because I knew a girl from school that had that name, and I know she has a couple kids. And I was like, that's right up fucking Ooh. Skelly's alley.
Yeah, no, there was this dude that came into my work that he was like, your last name's Skelly? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you got an older brother named Justin? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. I went to school with him. I'm like, get the fuck out. I was like, that was pretty cool. And then I had that fucking weird message on Facebook this morning. Dude, somebody from 23andMe found me on Facebook and says that we have the same grandparents or some shit. And they're in Vietnam. So, like... Apparently, either my dad or my granddad or something, either on my mom's side or my dad's side, they were over in Vietnam fucking, and they have a fucking family over there.
I don't. Did you respond to them at all?
Yeah, we talking. We're still talking, and I got pictures, dude. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Her fucking father looks just like my grandfather.
That's pretty wild,
dude. They got the same fucking weird ears. Because my grandfather has these very weird ears, and he has the same ears, and it's like, holy shit, he just looks Vietnamese, that's it. And I'm like, holy hell, dude, I could have gone to Vietnam and had sex with like my cousin.
Well, that's okay. Well, was your grandpa in like Vietnam or some shit?
Yeah. Well, no, dude. My grandfather was a drill instructor in World War II, so he could have been anywhere. I don't know where the fuck he was. He was a bad motherfucker. But then my dad, he got an attempted murder charge in Paterson, New Jersey, and back then it was either you go to jail or you go to Vietnam, and he chose to go to Vietnam.
Oh.
Yeah, so like I don't know if it's my father. Like I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to talk to her to figure out which side of the family she's talking about. So, but
I was 100%.
It's pretty wild.
When you told me all that, I was 100% waiting for this person to be like, "Oh yeah, would you mind sending me $1,000 to help you?" Because like I swear, I was like, "This is a scam. There's no way."
Yeah,
like, it's so out of yeah. You know, that reminds me. My dad actually did like the DNA shit. I forgot. I kind of wanted to see like.
Bro, honestly, I think it's the best way to not fuck your cousins. It's the best way to, because, like, dude, your cousins could be anywhere out there. You could have, like, a third or fourth cousin.
Yeah, but that's, like, barely, like, the gene pool. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would just be terrified of that.
You wouldn't have retarded cousins. You wouldn't have retarded kids, hypothetically, if you had sex with a fourth.
Yeah,
cousin.
But you're all in love and shit, and then you find out that you're fucking related, and it makes things super weird.
Yeah, yeah, but that's like way like I don't know. That's like you might not even know the same relatives if they're like a fourth.
Next episode, I'm gonna see if there's any fucking any cases of that. I'm gonna do that.
I'm sure there is,
there has to be. And they must have been just fuck it, we're fucking, you know, or whatever. It's already been that we're kind of cross the line.
Kind of like in fucking Wolf of Wall Street. Donnie's fucking his like cousin or some shit.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I don't want anybody else to fuck her, so I did.
So I fucked her.
He's like, what if you had a retarded kid? He's like, we just drive him out into the fucking, you know, the out into the woods and just like let him go, you know, whatever.
Bro, Don, dude, didn't he set a? You told me he set a record for that movie.
Yeah, I feel like I was on one of these fucking podcasts. That might have been on one of our fucking OG ones.
That was the OG,
the fucking Slenderman and Voorhees Chronicles.
Go ahead. I'll throw it to you. Go ahead. Let's revamp it real quick.
So there's like a list of actors or actresses that have cursed the most in movies, like the amount of times, like whatever, you know. Actually, it's on Netflix. It's called the history of curse words or something.
Oh no, it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix
with
fucking with
Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage. That's right. It is Nicolas Cage.
We watched a crazy movie with him the other day, Audra and I. It was fucking wild, the shit that was going on in this movie. But anyways, so he's the one on it, and they go through this list, and like most people that were like, because they have like, it's just like one of those stupid shows that's on TV, like the world's dumbest, where they have like kind of like celebrities on it where they're like commentating on things, and they're on it talking. And they're a little bit higher up than like the B or C listers they have on other shows, but they're like, oh, you know, who do you think it is? And everybody was like, Samuel Jackson, whatever. And Samuel Jackson was third. Second, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And essentially most of that is from, because if you think about it, like the movie fucking Wolf of Wall Street, they are cursing up a storm. And obviously, like, I can't remember who cursed more in that movie, but like Leonardo DiCaprio was the main character, so he talked more, so there's a better chance that he cursed more. But Jonah Hill has the fucking title for most curse words said in movies, because you think about it, he's like in Superbad. Have you seen the movie Babysitter? The Babysitter?
Yeah.
Hilarious movie. He's cursing the fuck storm in that. This is the End. Fucking the movie War Dogs, he curses up a fucking storm in that.
A fucking storm, which is a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great fucking movie.
And so, I mean, he's number one on that list, and it was just, it's like crazy because, you know, I guess everybody just assumes Samuel Jackson because he's just known for fucking cursing. But
snakes on your motherfucking
But plane. Then you got to think in the last few years, all he's known for really is being fucking Nick Fury, where he can't really curse. Like, he might say ass.
Or he was the bad guy in the Gentleman. You know what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It's like English 007.
No, it's not 007. It's like something else. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
The Englishman or whatever. And the last one had fucking Elton John in it.
Yeah, the second one. I thought those movies were good. And it had Channing Tatum in it. He was like, because that was like the American version of
the American version. Fucking,
the fuck, man, I can't think of it. What is the name of that? Those are actually fucking good. Those are pretty good movies.
God damn it! I turned my computer off already.
I can't remember the kid's name that's in it.
Yeah,
whatever it is. Fuck, I'd like to give it a shout.
I like how they're all nicknamed. They're all nicknamed liquor
in America. They are like the other ones are like King Arthur's people.
Oh yeah. That's right. Channing Tatum is like whiskey or some shit or Jack. I can't remember, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
All I know is that Samuel L. Jackson can't see any blood, and it's awesome.
Yeah, he like throws up. Okay, I got it.
But that episode, the Kingsman.
I couldn't.
Thank God. So, but like, yeah, that part in the church, dude. That part in the
you
church
know what's
is so
crazy about
crazy.
That?
Crazy.
I have for the longest time, been on a fucking thing about how Family Guy is super trash now. It isn't good as it used to be, and I still kind of believe that. But like a few days ago, I don't know, like on FX, they like will play, especially a lot of The Simpsons, and I watch that with my son.
The Simpsons is funny.
The Simpsons is still pretty good, but like they'll play that in blocks. But then after The Simpsons, sometimes they put on Family Guy. And there was one night I just kind of I was like fucking off of my phone or something. I let it play. And there was an episode where it was about like Brian tweeted something out that was like racially offensive. It was just like perfect for these kinds of times. It had to have been a recent episode where he tweeted something out that everybody got offended by. It came out like maybe 3 years ago. It was that like the Baywatch movie came out, The Rock in it. So a few years ago.
Yeah.
So everybody's hating the Griffins. And so Meg and Chris are in school at lunch, and everybody's like, no, you can't sit here, blah, blah, blah. And Meg's like, no. She's like, Chris, let's just go outside and eat. He's like, I'm not going to go outside and eat. And somebody fucking slaps his hat off, and the same music that plays in that movie starts playing. And fucking Chris and Meg kill everybody in the fucking cafeteria. It was like, I'm watching this, like, this is the scene from The Kingsman. It was like wild because it's like, that's not that well known of a movie, but I love the fucking Family Guy like went there. And that's I was like, all right, Family Guy still got it here or there.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to fucking Rick and Morty, though. Have you seen one of their newest episodes, dude?
Which one?
Dude, they've dropped some new episodes, I think, and like there's this one episode where like they have like these face huggers on.
Oh yeah. That season came out like maybe half a year ago or so.
I'm just watching it now, and like the face huggers, like they get the face huggers off, and like it's them in the spaceship, and they're just like destroying the.
They're
entire
like, we're not gonna
world,
go. We
right?
can't go. And we can't go 9/11.
We can go Pearl Harbor, exactly, dude.
that shit is really
dude,
funny.
I was like, holy shit, dude, that was so fucking funny.
It was kind of funny how like they had to go back there to get
fucking Summer.
Summer. And he's like, see, and he's like, see, Morty, this is why we don't cut. This is why we don't do redos on planets. Like, the fucking planet is fucking decimated.
But then Summer, I love how Summer, she's like, yes, we're going to summon them to death.
By going in their car. By
going in their car. And then I'm going to go with them to make sure that they die.
That is good.
And then the one dude on the side's like, I'm the most outspoken guy here, and this is my time to shine.
Right. He's like, I might have only been a thing for 16 minutes, you know, or whatever. Like, I like that at the beginning of an episode. Like, wait, I've been a thing for fucking 48 hours. Like, I'm the oldest one here. Like,
I'm the only thing that saved Summer was the fact that she had a toothpick in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, see, that's my new thing, Muhammad. That's my toothpick thing. Yeah, that episode, there's a few. Some of them were, like, not as good. Like, that last season was, like, I mean, all of them are a little hit or miss. Like, some episodes are just funnier than others. Like, fucking Pickle Rick is fucking on another level. Or, like, the ones where they're doing the fucking, what do they call it? Not Cosmic TV, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Intergalactic Galaxy,
Intergalactic TV. Them shits are real funny. There's definitely some funny episodes.
That one episode where Morty challenged Rick to make this thing.
Oh, and then Rick was he has a reset button or something.
A reset button. And he's like, God damn it. He's like, yes, I'm fucking making it. And he fucking makes it. And then, like, at the end, he's like, yeah, you were destroying yourself every time. How does it feel? It's just great, dude.
I like that he's like, you got to go into the, like, he brings out again, because it starts off with that fucking fake vat of acid. He's like, you got to go in there, dude. And he's like,
you got to go in there. He's like, kiss the vat.
Yeah.
He's like, kiss the vat. Say you love it.
Yeah. He makes him go in. He's like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That was good. That's one of the best. Like, the toilet bowl one's all right. I mean, the ones where Jerry's like more of a main dude are like not as funny. Like he's,
yeah, I love
Jerry's
Jerry,
all right.
Dude,
the
Jerry's
one, the one
so
where Jerry
fucking...
and Rick go to the amusement park fucking planet where like you can't die. That episode is really good. But I'm he's okay, but I feel like he gets trashed on so much. It's like almost like.
It's so hard to like him, yeah. But no, that episode where Beth actually comes back and she doesn't know if she's the clone.
I like that he's not Steve Carell. He's like a fucking what? He's like he was a guy who used to be on Saturday Night Live though. That particular guy who does his voice. He was an anchor man. He was in some other things too.
Shout out to Weird Cartoons that had a good voiceover with the Oblongs. Do you remember the Oblongs?
Is that like no? I'm thinking Squidbillies. The Oblong. I know the Oblongs. I can picture.
Dude, the dad doesn't have any arms or legs. And then there's a brother that has twin heads, and then the mother is like bald, but she wears a wig.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The father is Will Ferrell.
I do remember. I vaguely remember that show.
Yeah, no, that show was fucking funny, dude. I loved that show. But
yeah, there was a bunch of like, I mean, there's still some good ones, but like.
Dude,
you know
fucking,
really
I mean,
Aqua Teen Hunger Force
is still great.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is good. Like, did you ever see the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie? I seen that shit in the theater, dude. I was dying.
Bro,
that was good.
Carl is one of my favorites, dude.
Yeah, Carl is a cool character. I really like Archer's a fucking really good show, too.
Archer is good, too. I do love Archer.
Archer.
Which is, you want to know what's
that
crazy?
He's the guy from fucking that stupid show, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. But you know her in Archer.
Elise Tyler?
His mother. Yeah, she just died.
Oh, the real life lady?
Yeah, if I'm correct, because she was the actress in Arrested Development. She was the grandmother in Arrested Development, and she died. She was in her 80s.
That's too bad, because that show, I feel like that more than some other shows, like that whole cast.
I could be wrong.
You know what
I
mean? Like there's some cartoons where there's so many characters or this, that, or the other where it's not as Mallory Archer. Let's see if she's dead. Her name is Jessica Walter in real life.
Okay.
She's dead. She died yesterday. So
yep,
R.I.P.
That was correct.
It's kind of wild. They have a particular picture of her where she kind of looks similar to like the lady that she plays in that show.
Bro, she looks just like her character in Archer.
That show is fucking fantastic.
I know. And so when I saw that she died, I loved. Hey, did you watch Arrested Development?
I did not.
Oh my god, bro. Arrested Development, so fucking good. That's where goddamn the dude from Superbad got his
start. I know
start.
The little scrawny kid. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't think of it.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, Michael Cera is pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's where he got his little start, dude. And then the father, I forget his name, but he's in that goddamn movie Game Night.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, that fucking show
I can't believe you go Jason Bateman and you go Game Night for the movie that you're going for Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Wait, Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman's in Horrible Bosses. He's in so many fucking things. He's in that fucking movie with fucking the guys who make Shaun of the Dead with the fucking alien that's Seth Rogen.
Oh, you're thinking of that's Community Watch or something? Or
no.
What is that called?
That movie is fucking awesome.
I know. It's called Night
that's
Watch.
Not the,
Night
that's
Watch.
Not the movie I'm talking about. There's Night Watch is another movie that has like Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. That I seen that shit in the theater, bro. I was like, this
that
might be
was
one of
funny.
The funniest movies I've ever seen. That shit was so funny.
That was funny as shit.
And that's another one. Jonah Hill's cursing a fucking shit ton in it.
I know.
No, the movie I'm talking about, I can't think of the name of it, dude, but it has the guys from Shaun of the Dead, and there's an alien that they find. Like, these guys are like nerds, and they're like, they're from.
Oh, it's called like Ted or something.
It's like something like that. It's whatever his name is. I can't.
Yeah,
and Seth Rogen is
the
fucking alien.
Seth Rogen is the goddamn alien.
And Jason
Bateman's
one of the FBI agents that's fucking tracking him.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
But speaking of movies, you know, last episode.
Yeah, we're getting a little off track.
Well, no,
sorry,
it's all
guys.
Good. I don't mind the bad. I think it's kind of funny. But, you know, the one of the last things I was going to get to, and I actually had a couple things now that I thought about it. Last episode we did like game to look out for or whatever, and it was Medium, which so far is a dud, but we'll circle back another time down the road on that one.
Do you want to do more trivia, bro? I can give you trivia.
We can do trivia.
It's just three questions.
Yeah.
That's all
let's
it
do
is.
It.
All right. Now, do you want to do it at the end, or are you done, or are we?
I was just gonna do.
Let's do one more segment,
okay.
And then we'll do trivia.
So the last thing I got, well. It's going to end up being a couple of things, like things to look out for as far, but this is going to be like more like movies or TV stuff. Anybody out there, like, I mean, I can't speak for our cohort, Chris, but I know like Skelly and I are big into like horror flicks and shit like that. And like stuff like that, obviously like American Horror Stories, something of, you know, in the same ilk. The next season, which should be out later this year, I think like maybe October, probably I'm hoping. Is going to be like a double feature where it's going to be like two mini seasons. And it's going to be like one essentially is going to be something that has to do with like water. One's going to be, I feel like one's going to be in water. One's going to be on the beach because it says like sand and water. They don't really give you a whole lot on it. Like American Horror Story is kind of secretive about that kind of shit. But I think that's going to be pretty cool. It's all going to be kind of like tied in all together, but it's going to be like kind of two separate stories just weaved into one, which, you know, if you know anything about, what's his name? Kevin Murphy? Is that the guy's name? I can't remember his name. The guy who fucking makes all that shit. But he does a great job of fucking, like, fucking putting out stories. So it should be really good.
Oh, the guy from American Horror Story.
And also, like, if anybody's looking for something, if you like American Horror Story, haven't seen it, you got to check out fucking Ratchet, based on Nurse Ratchet from One Flies Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He made that also. Mm-hmm. Fucking great show. Sarah Paulson's the main character. She's going to be back in this. Evan Peters is going to be back in this season. Big thing on this one is Macaulay Culkin's going to have a big part in it, which is going to be fucking cool. He's been gone a while. He's, you know, I mean, he don't need the money, but he's coming back to, you know, get on this show. And I mean, he definitely has the look of him now as an adult. Like, he's kind of like a little odd, so I feel like he could be a perfect fucking ensemble cast member to fucking American Horror Story.
Word. Yeah, no, he definitely, dude, are you kidding me? Macaulay Culkin is like right up that alley.
Oh yeah, I mean, even as a kid he seemed like he was actually a pretty good actor as a kid. So, and you know, it's not like a lot of people thought he got all fucked up, and like he just kind of like stopped giving a shit. You know, he didn't get as fucked up as people thought he did. Like, he still, like, he was in a band, he was doing like fucking Broadway shit. Like, he wasn't as fucking crazy. Like, people were like, oh, he's all fucked up on drugs. He was just like, fuck it, what do I care? I got fucking millions of dollars. I can do it. Like, yeah, I mean, he's like barely older than we are.
Yeah, he had fuck you money, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Like, him. What was that movie where he played
Richie Rich?
Like a gay guy? It was like crazy. He played this like this one. Oh, fuck, dude, I can't remember this goddamn movie. But dude, it was fucking awesome, man. It was just like this. He played like a club kid in New York, and it was fucking awesome, man. It was really good. I can't remember that goddamn movie.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You'd have to Google that. I'm not prepared for that.
I'm not sure. Let me see if I can spell Macaulay Culkin. That
Club Kid in New York.
One other thing that I did want to bring up while I'm looking this up, Party Monster, probably.
Yep.
There you go. I could just tell by the names of these movies. He was in a lot of movies as a kid. Bro, shout out, Uncle
Party
Buck.
Monsters. Is, Uncle Buck is
great
good.
R.I.P. Yep. Fucking John Candy.
Yes.
But look out for that. It's going to be out later this year. You know, and like I said, I mean, if you're fiending for fucking American Horror Stories, watch Nurse Ratched. You can tell, like, in the first like episode or two, it's like, I didn't know this guy made that, and I'm watching. I'm like, man, this looks a lot like American Horror Story. And then lo and behold, the guy who makes American Horror Story made that show. So if you like American Horror Story, check out Ratched. It's on Netflix.
It's got
Sarah Paulson
in it, man.
And the guy who in the hotel one of the guys, I think he's one of the models that Lady Gaga's like banging. He's like Sarah Paulson's younger brother in the show. So it has like some continuity to American Horror Story as far as some of the actors too, which is kind of cool. One last thing, I didn't have this on my shit that I sent out to you, but I haven't seen it yet. But anybody who is into like DC Comics, and this isn't like, I mean, sooner or later we're gonna have a Lost Boys episode. We're gonna talk about DC Comics. We're gonna talk about the Snyder Cut, fucking fantastic flick. But the new trailer for Suicide Squad 2 just came out today.
Woo! Actually, I haven't seen it yet, but goddamn it.
I haven't
seen
it either. But the cast on this shit, like the cast on the first one was good. Like this shit has like Idris Elba in it, has John Cena, it has fucking, it has Michael Rucker, who plays like Yondu in fucking Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's in fucking Walking Dead. It still has fucking the broad from fucking Harley Quinn is in it. I can't think of her fucking name off the top of my head. Like it has a good quality cast.
Oh, that bitch!
I can't think of her name.
Fuck yeah, she played in fucking in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah,
I just can't think.
Hold on, one second.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Harley Quinn.
I
got my computer back up. Don't worry.
Yeah, you could just look up Suicide Squad too.
She's a hot dude. She's a hot.
Yeah, she's real hot. She's actually Australian too.
Is
Margot
really?
Robbie. Oh, also,
there you go,
Pete Davidson's going to be in it. Jared Leto, Nathan Fillion. If you guys are fucking fans of Nathan Fillion, he's in some cool shit. It says, Taika Waititi, apparently. That's surprising. Sylvester Stallone. So, you know, it's got a lot of fucking people in it that you'd know. So I'm assuming it's going to be good. It's tough now, like, because a lot of these movies, like, a lot of people, like, hoping, like, and like I said, we'll get into, like, the Justice League shit, but, like, that movie was so good, and everybody's hoping, like, that's what's going to happen with DC Comics, but, like, he's not planning on doing any more DC comic movies, so they're kind of fucked, because he set the bar so high with that shit that I mean, this movie should be good, but that movie was fucking crazy. Oh, and if you're into shit like that, if you're into Avengers, fucking Justice League, shit like that, check out on Disney Plus The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Second episode just came out today. It's fucking pretty cool so far. If you're fucking into the Captain America lore and shit like that.
If you could be one of the fucking all right, we're gonna stick with DC now. All right, if you could be one of the Justice League members in a zombie apocalypse, who would it be?
You know, I mean, I really hate Superman's guts, but it seems like Superman would be the one that, like, would, if he gets bit, would he turn into a zombie? Probably not, right?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, obviously. It seems like hypothetically in the zombie apocalypse, if the zombie apocalypse were to occur, Batman would be the most prepared for it, but he's also a dude. But you know, honestly, if I could be any of them, Martian Manhunter is like, bro, that, but he's like Vision, dude. Like he can make shit go through him. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like Martian Manhunter would be a fucking quality pick. And he could also like change his appearance so he could essentially look like a zombie.
Yeah.
But, you know. Or, I mean, you could obviously go Aquaman and you could probably never be fucked with a zombie.
I would say The Flash, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you got super quick intro. You know what I mean? Like, you can just... Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, you could.
You know what I mean? And then with Superman, you know what I mean? With Superman, you have to have sunlight.
Yeah, but you notice how, like, I don't know if this is... I don't know a lot about... I don't really fuck with DC Comics other than, like, really Batman for the most part. But you notice in the movie he says how, like, when he runs into all that fast, he needs to eat. That could be his hindrance. Like, going super fast like that, like, if he runs out of energy, he can't fucking super speed. And I don't know if that's real. I don't know if that's just in those movies. I don't know. If anybody out there listening, if you know, fucking hit us up with a comment.
That is a good little, yeah, no, because if he needed to eat, he's fucked. Dude, yeah, he's fucked.
I mean, he is, but he isn't, because obviously while he's fast and shit, he could, like, easily fucking run down a fucking deer and eat, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if food becomes scarce, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, but then when you're Martian Manhunter, you know what I mean? You could do goddamn fucking, you're like Red Scarlet pretty much. You can just kind of like do whatever, you know what I mean? So, but anyways, we're going to go ahead and segue into our next fucking segment. Fucking trivia. Serial killers.
Oh, we'll do more serial killer trivia.
Does Jay Sarn know about twisted motherfuckers that killed other buddy?
Is that the jam right there?
Yo, I'll come up with another jam, but that's going to be the fucking like...
Like this? Hold on.
It's going to be... Yeah, like, bro, dude, we're going to hold it. Dude, we're getting early into this, but we're going to have, like, sound blogs and everything. All right, question one. Dude, you fucking knocked it out of the park last week.
I knew Jeffrey Dahmer, dude. I just couldn't think of his goddamn name.
But were you two for one or were you three for three?
I was two for three. But, like, yeah, I knew, okay. You could tell by what the things I was saying. I knew it was Jeffrey Dahmer. I just couldn't
remember. Dude, now I was giving you a fucking huge clue.
I was like, he was the guy who drilled into people's brains, like, and you, like, talked about it after. It was like, I knew who it was. It was like, fuck, I can't remember this guy's name.
All right. I'm going to make it a little bit more tougher this time, all right? So, first question. All right, sorry, I had a little alarm.
I'm losing
off.
You.
First name is abbreviated DB. Oh. Okay. He was born in 1953, and he was originally coined as the 44 caliber killer.
DB.
A lot of his killings happened in 1976 and further on, and it was in New York. Correct! Ding, 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 ding,
like the
ding,
son
ding,
of Sam?
Ding. Fucking David Berkowitz.
Dude,
son
of
Sam
Berkowitz?
Is the correct answer. Okay. Fucking go. Fuck it.
If you wouldn't have said the New York,
go fucking
Jason. I wouldn't have been able to get that dude's name.
All right, second question. This bitch was fucking nuts. She all of the victims that she killed were in Florida, and she claimed that they tried
Florida.
To either rape her or solicit sex or whatever, and she was just acting in self-defense. She has a fucking
Charlize
Theron has a mugshot that only a mother could love. I swear to God. Do I need to go further?
Fuck. I know who you're talking about. I know they made a movie with Charlize Theron playing her. Which surprisingly, they can make fucking Charlize Theron look
right. They did a good job, and
hideous,
I think even
so
what's her face was in it. The girl from the Addams Family. Yeah.
Oh, Winona Ryder.
I don't think she was in. The Addams Family, but you are correct.
Oh, not Winona.
I thought
it was
Christina
Ricci.
Was
it Winona Ryder? Are you talking Christina Ricci?
So, I don't know. I'm not her sure. name starts with an A, I don't know why I said that. And it ends with a W. I don't know why. Daddy, you're going to rehab. Close.
Was Warnos. Warts or Warls?
Can you get the first name?
Oh.
It's super original. I don't know who would name their child this. Eileen Warnos.
I don't know.
Isn't that start with an E? W-U-O-R-N-O-S.
Yeah, I could not. Yeah, man, you're just – I know who you're talking about, like these names. And oddly enough, that's another – most of these
American Horror Story.
Most of these people that you're bringing up, these serial killers were
exactly.
And that fucking American Horror Story fucking hotel. I don't
know. Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't in –
Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't.
He was not.
Like,
no, he was not.
He wasn't on it. Ted Bundy wasn't on it either, was he?
John Wayne Gacy. It was Richard Ramirez. It was Eileen Warnos.
Ramirez.
It was also. Oh no! You want to know what Jeffrey Dahmer was on that? It was. No, you're right.
It was
you're
Jeffrey
right,
Dahmer
because
okay.
they.
So
I
Ted
remember
Bundy,
them mentioning something. Yeah, I know, dude. Little fucking Ted. He got killed here in Florida. Fucking.
You know, oddly enough, I listened to that other one earlier, and you said Utah and Florida.
Well, that's what I said.
Also,
I said
he
killed yeah, that's what, did I say?
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh,
I
yeah, no, no,
back,
no. He
like
had
Utah
like
and
this,
Florida,
like
I said that you're talking about.
He had his
that
little.
He had this little section in Washington
where he would go back to, and that's where he would fuck like the bodies. He would.
It's crazy that that whole thing is like kind of like the fucking the Ripper, the one we were talking about last
time. Oh, the Yorkshire.
In fucking England, not Jack the Ripper. The other one that it's the same thing. Like they kind of people kind of said his name, but they're like, it can't be Ted. He's a fucking great guy.
Dude, he worked for the suicide hotline.
So nice.
You shouldn't do that. Yeah,
he was like,
well,
"Oh, you
want to
die? Well, we can make that
dude,
happen."
It's insane, dude. Ted
He's
Bundy
like, "We can
must
make
have been
that."
A
He's
wild
like, "What's your
motherfucker?"
Address?
Because even the judge camaraderated him for defending himself during his court, his whole fucking court thing, dude. Like Ted Bundy was wild, dude. That guy, I would love to sit and have a beer with that kid. Like either, oh yeah.
Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy would be a cool motherfucker to probably talk Jesus. To, dude, if he would spill the beans about shit.
You know what I was thinking, and I brought this up to Chris just randomly, like after the whole like Colorado shooting that recently happened. I wonder, and I mean obviously these people are fucked up, but I wonder if like hypothetically if this was fucking 50 years ago, if these mass shootings would be going on, or these people would just be serial killers.
Well, here,
because it's like
here's another thing that I actually I wanted to talk
it's
about.
It's like impossible.
This. There's a big conspiracy, and we still have question three, so don't worry, everybody, we'll get there. But there's a big theory about like what happened and why there were so many serial killers during this span of time, and like there was a lot of lead in the paint in the walls, and there was also lead in the gas that we were pumping into our cars and this and that, and there it's known when you have overly exposure to fucking lead, you become irrational
exposure.
And possibly fucking violent. And they said that until we were able to slowly get away from lead being in all of the daily things that we come across, there was just people that were kind of going around killing people. But what's the excuse now?
Yeah, And that was another fucking Slenderman and Voorhees fucking throwback there. I remember that one. I don't know. I mean, they could say that, but I mean, supposedly there's like his wife left him and this, that, and the other. So
yeah,
Rossi going fucking kill a bunch of fuckers in a fucking supermarket. But I honestly, dude, I really think like if I think some of these people might possibly not do that, like they would maybe just would become serial killers. Cause dude, you can't get a, like you can't do it anymore, dude. There's cameras everywhere. There's like always people. Everybody has a fucking phone. You know what I mean? Like, it, you know, maybe okay. I'm not trying to say people should do this, obviously, but maybe you can kill three people. But like getting onto like a Richard Ramirez count or fucking Ted Bundy, where you're killing fucking double digits. There's no fucking way, dude. Like you're getting. There's no way. Like I mean, you'd have to be like essentially like fucking.
I think it's eventually going to come to that Minority Report thing where there's like three fucking triplets that are blind and deaf, but they're in these pools that can predict the future and they're able to stop crime. And like, dude, that fucking movie's crazy. Have you ever seen that?
Shout out Steven Spielberg, another Steven Spielberg.
Bro, Minority Report is a crazy movie.
Yeah, dude,
it's so good. Actually, and a shout out to Tom Cruise,
really cool flick. Bro, I know a lot of people for some reason like
that dude can act his fucking ass off.
An action flick. Well, just so we're on the same page, though.
I know.
They're not blind or deaf because he takes the one and she clearly is neither of those things. I feel like
something. I don't know what the fuck
they can like. They hallucinate that shit or something. There's something that they're on. They keep them on. Like there's something to them where they have some kind of telepathic ability or something. But I think there's something where they keep them on some kind of
drug.
Dude,
future crimes are crazy.
Yeah, future crimes.
All right. So.
It's kind of crazy. Okay, I'll leave it to you, but I'm just saying, like, it is crazy that they, like, the idea.
Yeah, it's
that
like,
nigga,
I wasn't even trying to. What? I'm going to do what?
It is crazy the whole thing of how that goes with Tom Cruise at the end, where it's like, even though he tries not to do it, he still ends up doing
what
it says he's going to do.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Dude, I mean, dude, what about
that's
that
a fucking
other
great
one
movie.
Where it's like Groundhog's Day for him? And it's like him in a war. Is that Training Day? No, it's not Training Day. End of Tomorrow. Dude, that movie is fucking
Edge of
crazy.
Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow, bro. That movie is... Bro, that's the kind of movie, dude, I can watch that movie like... Like, I've seen the Minority Report. I've seen that a bunch of times. Like, now it's like I don't even watch it when I see it on TV usually because like, I've seen it so many times.
So
that Edge of Tomorrow
insane.
Movie, dude, I can
it's
watch
so
that
good.
Shit over and over again, bro. That movie is so good. It is crazy because it's legitimately like the action version of Groundhog Day. Because it also because he goes back and he gets he knows everything just like how Bill Murray does. Like it's kind of funny in ways. But that's one of like I mean Tom Cruise, dude. Like you can make a list of movies and if you can easily like put a few Tom Cruise movies in like your favorite movies. Like Last Samurai is one of my favorite movies.
I love
Edge of Tomorrow is great. You know what's
That's
even good
great.
Is fucking
movie,
Interview with a Vampire.
The
Last That's a fucking
Samurai
quality movie too.
Dave Chappelle made fun of that. It's fucking Patrick Mooney or some shit like that. He's like, I'm gonna make a movie of The Last Nigga Alive, starring Tom Hanks, starring Tom.
That movie's really good. Like he makes really good movies. Like the Mission Impossible movies were good. Anyways, let's get to the last trivia question. I'll just keep rambling on about goddamn Tom Cruise over here.
You're too good. You're pretty good. And so I gotta kind of throw a curveball in there every once in a while. So, all right, this guy, he was known as possibly Jack the Ripper that came to America. He was in Chicago during the World's Fair. He originally had a different name. He was called Herman Mudgett, but then he came up with a different alias, and he was known for his murder house. What
Oh my god, they got a thing on fucking Hulu about this guy.
Yep, Evan Peters That's actually what they plays
the
him.
Hotel fucking shit off of. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh man. I haven't watched it.
And the book is actually called Devil in the White City. Highly recommend it. So, but who is that serial killer?
Oh man, you got me on this one. I don't know his name. What's his initials?
H.H. Holmes.
Oh fuck. I don't know.
Yep. That's the man, dude. It was crazy. He would actually hire people to come build his little fucking his little like mansion and stuff like that. And then while workers were working on his mansion, he would casually go up to one of them and be like, "Hey, drop a brick on that dude's head, and I'll give you $500." And that would happen, and he would pay him off. And it. Oh,
Raven signed Sammy Watkins.
Hey, shout out Fort Myers. That's what's up, dude.
I just seen it on the bottom Florida. Line.
Dude, that's what's up, man. That's tight. Anything about Baltimore, you know, yeah, I try to keep that down low, low. Oh, H.H. Holmes is wild. Holmes, his story.
That shit is fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, no. And what's wild his is murder when house, before he got hung, he confessed to all of his crimes. But then right before he got hung, he said that it was all an elaborate hoax, and he was innocent of everything. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's a crazy story, dude. It's a crazy fucking story. Also, shout out to Tesla because. The Chicago's World's Fair chose Tesla
powered
over
by his
electricity, motherfuckers, and that's how it should have been, dude. Edison was a bully. He's a motherfucker. Fuck Edison. Tesla would have been the motherfucker that would have saved us all, and now we just have Elon Musk, who's just sending cars into space, and it's not helping anybody. So, but that's it, man. That's all I got. Jace, you got anything?
Nah, man. I think we're all good. Nah, I could say that for another time. I was gonna talk. This is supposed to be a shorter one. This is probably one of the.
Bro, it's a good little side quest. We got that goddamn quest done. Woo!
Yeah, we fucking got the fucking piece of the Triforce,
motherfucker. Bro, I'm gonna go fuck that prince. I'll catch y'all later. Poon. I'm gonna fuck the prince.
Princess, maybe. all right, guys. Well, as always, we appreciate you listening. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit us up on Instagram, The Monster in the Woods, Facebook, Twitter, the Lost Boys, Lost Boys JC. You could fucking hit us up, DM us with anything you got. You know, anything you guys want us to talk about, all that bullshit.
And then I am Skelly. I am Skelly. Snapchat and that Monsters podcast and that Monster in the Woods on Instagram. Let us know what you want to talk about or if you're enjoying the podcast. That's all we want to know.
Yeah, and look out for we already got two fucking lined up here for the regular Lost Boys ones. We're just trying to get everybody on the same page here, or you know, who knows when that's going to happen. But we got a good couple. We got a few good ones lined up. We're going to redo one. It's going to be good. It wasn't so good the first time, but we were very drunk. So either way, guys, we'll be back with you in a few days. Hope you guys enjoy it. Good night. Good
peace
day.
Out.